You're listening to the Mix Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Are you ready to play? Boys Against the Gold with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Excitement is ricocheting off the walls here in the studio. And we're ready to play Boys Against the Girls. The boys are up for the month of December so far, 2-1. And Nick is going to try to extend that lead. Hello, Nick.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you. You ready to play this game?
Let's do it.
Are you in touch with your chick side?
I am a little worried, but we'll find out.
No, he's in his camo right
now. It's all purses and fabulousness, Nick. It's going to be great.
Don't screw it up, Nick.
And let me tell you something, Nick.
Okay.
We did a feature on our show one time, just a couple of years ago, where we turned the entire hour over to men who could call in and talk about the extremely girly thing that they love to do.
Bubble bath.
Because every, and I'm guilty
of that.
That's you. Yeah. Every guy has at least one or two things that are stereotypical chick things, and they don't want their buddies to know. I take hot bubble baths.
I breastfeed little babies.
Nick has a face mask on right now.
True.
It's
true.
Moisturizing.
All right, you ready to play, buddy? You are, now that we've covered that, we're going up against Ava. Hello, Ava.
Hello.
You ready to represent for the ladies?
I am ready.
All right.
You go, girl.
Shut up, dude. All right, here we go. Here's the way it works. Nick is going to get some girl questions out of Emily. Jeremy will lob some boy questions at Ava. Best out of three wins. If we're tied after three questions, we go to sudden death overtime, which, have you noticed, happens a lot.
A lot, yeah.
So, just ladies, according to the random back and forth, the boys are going first today. So, Nick, you're up.
All right, St. Nicholas. How many Dixie chicks are there?
Three.
Totally right.
Yeah, boom. That is right.
All right. That's all right. Ava's got this. It's all right.
Ava, what former boy band member puts out his own brand of tequila called 901 Sousa?
Justin Timberlake.
Heck yeah!
She either knows her boy bands or knows her tequila.
Or both. We should be besties.
Good job. Wait. How old are you, Ava?
19.
You're not supposed to know about tequila.
Yeah, what are you doing?
She reads a lot. It was in an article.
All
right.
Who isn't?
Back to Nick.
Hey, Nick. All right, we're going to get a little personal here. When it comes to feminine hygiene, what does TSS stand for?
TSS?
T as in Tom, S as in Sam, S as in Sam.
It's okay if you
but
don't
it's
know
not
this.
Tom, Sam, Sam. Don't guess that.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's
no?
Okay. It's all right.
Is that toxic shock syndrome?
Way to go.
Good job, Dom.
I've heard about that.
Have you had it?
I don't ever want that.
No, it sounds bad.
I never want that
it just
again.
It sounds bad.
All right, Ava. Back to Ava.
Ava, what are the names of Luke Skywalker's two droids in the Star Wars movies?
I don't know.
Star Wars
fan.
That is R2-D2 and C-3PO.
Listen, I read a story this morning that said they started checking dating profiles around the country for online dating.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one city in America for single women who list something Star Wars-ish on their profile.
Yes.
Is Colorado Springs.
Oh, right on.
So single guys who are like dorks and really into Star Wars.
Get down to the springs.
Get thee to Colorado Springs.
Get your lightsaber.
That's where the force is.
Because your people are there.
I'm on my way.
There's a whole dating site for Star Wars fans, too.
All right, so we're back to Nick, tied 1-1.
Okay. Hey, Nick, which of these is not a sorority? Is it Delta Delta Delta, Delta Zeta Zeta, or Kappa Kappa Gamma?
Delta Zeta Zeta.
What'd you say?
Huh?
The second one, Delta Zeta Zeta.
That's totally right.
That is right.
Which one were you a member of, Emily?
Oh, heck no.
Omega Beta Zeta.
Although I did learn Delta Delta Delta, can I help you, help you, help you? I have no idea what that means.
Here's what we're down to. If Ava gets this, We are tied, and we head back to sudden death overtime. If she misses it, the boys go up 3-1.
Ooh, a lot of pressure here, Ava. You ready?
I am ready.
Oh, God. Who was the lead singer of the band Nirvana?
Crap, she said.
No, it is not crap.
Do you know?
No, I don't.
Oh! I just finished watching a documentary. I think it was called either Bathed in Blood
or Soaked in Bleach.
Soaked in Bleach.
Yeah, we talked about that when you were going. Soaked in Bleach.
Kurt Cobain.
Ava.
Crap.
Well, I'm sorry, but you know what? The game is over, and the boys have pulled out a 2-1 victory. Ava, I hope you at least had fun.
I had flash.
Yeah, I can feel it.
You have to take your medicine before you hang up. Tell me when you're ready.
I am ready.
Here we go.
Boys rule.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.